Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
The NRL star Jarryd Hayne has been caught up in an embarrassing pornography gaffe, we're told today, while talking to some high school students. Hayne was at a cyber awareness seminar at Robina State High School on the Gold Coast. He was speaking on behalf of a software company, Norton Security, and was talking about the dangers of open Wi-Fi networks. Now, while his phone was being used as a demonstration on the big screen in front of about 200 students, all of a sudden pornographic images appeared on the big screen. Hayne says the images don't belong to him. A finger is being pointed at a tech-savvy student that was sitting there in the room. Well, another bloke who was sitting there in the room was Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. You hear him here on 2GB talking to my colleague Chris Smith. Stephen Fenwick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you going?
I'm all right. Before we get into the tech side of things here, because there's a lot of finger-pointing going on, what was the reaction when all of a sudden pornography flashes up on the big screen in front of a class full of kids?
Yeah, well, there was a moment of shocked silence, and then a lot of laughter broke out. Everyone was laughing at the images on the screen, but they were up on the screen for about 15, 20 seconds while Jarryd was obviously looking embarrassed, and the Norton representatives were trying to cut the connection, and it was just generally a lot of kids just snickering in the audience.
All right, now Jarryd says they don't belong to me. I might have been at the front of the room with my phone in my hand, but they don't belong to me.
No, that's true. Norton did confirm that. Well, what they were demonstrating, Ben, was the dangers of an open wireless network. And by that, I mean a Wi-Fi network that doesn't need a password. Anyone could join it. And they were demonstrating how easily it is to see what you're looking at and what you're sharing on your device or on your computer. And it actually, this actually demonstrated the dangers of it. It showed that someone had joined the network, and it showed exactly what they had been looking at or what they were currently looking at.
So this is an open Wi-Fi network. So how come this kind of thing doesn't happen in other open Wi-Fi networks?
Well, it's not to say that it doesn't, Ben. I could be sitting here. I'm in the Qantas Lounge now up on the Gold Coast. I could be sitting on this network. If I had the right software and had joined the same network as everyone else here, I could snoop whatever everyone else is looking at. If someone's surfing a porn site, I'd be able to see exactly what they're doing. If someone's doing their banking, I can even look at their bank account number and password. So it just actually demonstrated the dangers really dramatically.
Yeah, it may have been a very graphic way of making the point, and we don't think that this was a setup in any way, that it was done by any of the organisers to highlight the point. You actually think it was a rogue student in the room trying to have a bit of fun?
Well, the network was, I don't know how wide the network went, but it could have been anyone within the school grounds, even near the school property. But it definitely wasn't Jarryd Hayne. Norton did apologise and say it definitely wasn't Jarryd's phone. It was just an unfortunate incident.
Glad we could clear it up. Techguide.com.au is where you can find more with Stephen Fenwick. Good to hear you, and we'll hear you again with Smithy soon.
Not a worry. Thanks, Ben.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. So I know when these things break, and I myself thought, oh, no. Because the moment you say, hang on, I was hacked, everyone thinks, oh, yeah, sure, you were hacked. But it seems on this occasion, and I've got to trust Stephen Fenwick because he is the tech expert, he says, no, that's most likely what happened. He was hacked by someone either in the room or at the school who thought, I know what I'll do. I'll flash these images up on the screen.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.